You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So you told me that you made up with your wife.
Yeah, we finally made up. We've been fighting the past couple days over some stuff. We've been butting heads on a few things.
Let's clarify. You didn't really make up. You just agreed.
Yeah, we did.
You agreed to stop fighting about that issue. I'm not sure that's the same as making up.
What goes into making up?
I think making up is when you reach some sort of agreement on it.
Which we did. We agreed to disagree. There's the agreement.
I guess.
We high-fived and we...
There was no solution.
We gave a smooch and we went on with our life.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We're back to hugging and smooching again.
Okay. If there's a smooch involved, then I guess that is making up.
Yeah, we made up. Everything's well.
Did you learn your lesson?
Yes,
you did.
No, I don't think so.
You will never question her mothering again.
No, I never questioned her mothering. She's a fantastic mother. It was just something that happened, and it was a slip of the tongue. And
okay, so you did learn your lesson.
I don't know. I would say it again.
Well, then you're an idiot.
No, because it needed to be said. She said some things at me, too, so it's fine. We're fine.
You're such a hard head.
Anyway,
the point is, this fight pretty much took place entirely through technology.
It did. It was funny because, you know, Dom was kind of laughing at me because we were fighting, while we're on the air here during commercial breaks, but it wasn't like over the phone or anything. I was texting her and she was texting me. So there was a text conflict going back and forth for 2 days. And I felt so silly doing it. Because it is so immature, it's just a silly way to fight. But I couldn't stop because we were just, you know, if she'd throw a jab, I'd have to throw a jab right back. I couldn't let it go.
Mm.
And it was just something like you would do in high school or something, but I just could not stop.
I was going to say very mature.
Yeah, no, I fully admit it was completely immature. But I couldn't stop. It's like one of those things where you just can't get the last word or let her have the last word.
So Jeremy and I were saying that fighting via text has got to be one of the worst things. And then Shannon is sitting over here, our 23-year-old producer, and she pipes up and says...
I love fighting over text.
Do you?
Way more than fighting in person.
How come? What's your reasoning?
Because you get to think about what you want to say. You get to read what they said. Really think about what you want to say back.
Think of your comebacks.
Yes. Because I get really flustered fighting in person. Even if I'm right, I just get too flustered and I can't actually say what I want. But if I'm able to sit there and really think about it.
You process.
Yeah. And then I'm like, yes, this is exactly how I want to word it. You can go back through and edit it.
That is kind of funny.
It's so much better that way.
So you prefer fighting over text.
100%. Absolutely.
But you don't like conflict.
I hate conflict.
See, I love conflict.
That's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard anybody say.
What, that I enjoy conflict?
Who enjoys conflict? Are you a reality TV show star?
I guess maybe I should reword that. I don't go out and seek it out. Like, I don't try to find conflict. In fact, I try to minimize conflict as quickly as possible. But I guess I don't shy away from it. So if there is a conflict, I'm kind of in my element because I don't mind debating and...
I hate it. I hate it.
So you and I could never be in a relationship together. Because I would want to talk to
your
face.
There goes your hopes and dreams.
So hard to accept that.
Because I would want the face-to-face, and you would just want to whip out your phone and shoot off a note.
I need to think of my comebacks.
No, I'm very guilty of that. Like, I'll fight with boys or whatever, and I won't know what to say in the moment, so I just won't say anything. And the next day, they get a novel text message from me. Of me really thinking out exactly what they did wrong.
What I don't like about it is there's a record of your fight then. And, you know, I mean, if you're doing it verbally back and forth, you know, she can come back with, you said da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's easily you can deny it. No, I didn't. You're making that up. You're denying it.
That's a
good
point, Jer.
She can scroll back about 9 pages
she
and be like,
show her friends.
Look what you said here, jerk.
Uh-huh. And how much you want to bet she will do screenshots of them so she doesn't even have to scroll back.
Absolutely.
You take a screenshot of the highlights and lowlights of a text argument.
Remember when you said this to me?
And then you just keep a photo file.
That was actually me, how I say it. Yeah, I'm against that.
Wow. I didn't think about that.
I know, there's evidence.
But you know, the thing about text fighting, Shannon, is that in person you can get the visual cues and the inflection and the tone of voice that can be completely misread. Just like how people,
it's true,
you know, how people don't like email messages for the same reason.
Yeah, because you emailed something that said okay that I just got in my inbox, and it just said okay, and I was like, what does that mean? I hate that.
What kind of okay
is
that?
What kind of okay was that? There was no AY. It was just okay. I was like, is he mad?
Here's Alex on the phone. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
All right, so what do you say about this?
Well, I'm more of a fighting person kind of person because I can't type as fast as I can think.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, but that might be a good thing, though. You know, it's like the old count to 10.
It's exactly
Alex.
What it is.
Maybe. But I don't know. I'm pretty quick when I'm angry. And I feel like I want to get it resolved right away. So.
Yeah.
So if somebody does start fighting with you over text, you just send like a hold on and then just like drive to their house and finish it, or?
Well, that's a good point. No, I don't have to be there, but literally I'll be like, can we talk on the phone?
Yes. Call me.
Call you?
Yes. One of those, yeah. Call me with an angry face.
I do have my rule about 3 or 4 texts max. And after that, then it's a phone call. Wow.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
glad you called.
I can't get bogged down in a multi-day text message fight.
Alex, yeah. Thank you for being on the show. You have a fun weekend.
Bye, Alex.
Okay?
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
At some point, your
much.
Thumbs get tired, too. It's just like, oh, too much.
Here's Amber. Good morning, Amber. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Well, hey. Hi, Amber. What's your thought?
So I do agree to a point that thinking about what you want to say is nice, but ultimately, I'm against text fighting because, number one, I hate the anxiety of your phone beeping at you, and you're like, okay, what did they say?
Exactly. Thank you for that.
Yes. And then also, it really drags it out. I mean, you fight in person, you rip off that Band-Aid, you're done in, you know, 15, 20 minutes or whatever, whereas texting can last for days like it did for me, and that sucks.
You hit both points for me. Yes, yeah. It did not end. It went for 2 days. And then imagine trying to be on the air and doing a radio show and looking over or seeing the or feeling the on the phone all through the show, and I'm like, I just can't do this right now.
Yep.
It's the worst.
Yep. It sucks. It is the worst. So in person all the way.
All right.
Amber, thank you for calling. Have a great weekend.
You too, boys. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. There you go. Here's Sage. Good morning, Sage. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what's your 2 cents on this?
Well, I have to agree with Shannon. I think it is way better to fight over text, except for that horrible feeling when you're waiting for them to respond. But people can always tell how angry I am by how I say okay, like Shannon was talking about. If I spell out OKAY, then I'm perfectly happy.
Oh, we lost your phone.
Oh, your phone's out.
We lost your phone, Sage.
I bet she says if she just puts okay, then
the two letters,
she's pissed.
Then she's mad.
Okay. There are. How many ways to say okay?
Okay. Okie doke.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
How about just okay?
Here's Greg. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We're happy right now.
It's a good day,
no
my friend.
No fighting anymore.
Is it fair to say you're okay?
I'm okay.
Greg, it's a day.
So far, so good, Greg.
What's on your mind, buddy?
I was going to say, I am in the anti-text fighting camp, because that's just one of those, you know, like the experience that can escalate with no end. As soon as I see that text come through that, like, leading towards being a fight, I'm like, okay, time to pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It could go on for years, really.
Yeah, we'll put you down in the non-text fight camp, Greg. Thank you.
I mean, unless you want the relationship to end, that's a great point.
That's a great point.
Greg. Then you're like, okay, there's the easy out.
You're like, let's bring it.
Let's have a good weekend, buddy, okay?
Bye, Greg.
You guys, too.
See Thanks you. For being on the show. See, no, that's a good
that's
point,
a
too.
That's a great point.
If you're trying to get the relationship
I'm
to end.
I'm over this guy. Let's do this.
Time for one more. It's Laura. Good morning, Laura. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, boys.
Hey, girl.
Hi. I don't, you know, the thing is it's completely different with different people. I am telling you, I cannot, like, argue with my husband in person because he shuts down. So my only way to argue with him to prove my point is to text fight. So I'm both ways because there's certain people that you can and there's certain people that you just can't.
So true. Mm-hmm. True. That's you know, we should have touched on that, different strokes. If you're in a relationship with someone who's good at working out conflict in person, then fine.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Listen, definitely.
I'm glad you called us. You go have a great weekend, okay?
You as well.
Bye, Laura.
I think it's impossible for Gretchen and I to do a text fight because we are of the same, we're cut from the same snarky mold. Mm-hmm. And so you can't always, like with you, when I text with you, I can never really tell if you're serious or not. And it's the same thing with Gretch. If she's texting something to me, I don't know if she's just screwing around or if she really means it. So that's why our arguments have to be in person.
Gotcha.
Because I can't read. Like, I can't read you. I can't read her over text.
Right.
I need to see the snark face.
It comes in, you're just, call me.
That's right.
Call me.